Hi, this is Bobby Klein. I'm the translator and the interpreter of the I Ching. This is a New Earth I Ching, easy to understand, easy to put to use. It's an oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom wrapped up in this. So sit back, take a breath. If you've got a question in your mind, ask it. If not, just hang in and you'll get some answers. And that's what this is all about. The I Ching, they say, is the book of change, and it is, but it's also the book of answers. All right. Tune in. Drop in. You're home. Yeah. You're home.
All leaves are dropping, floating to earth like feathers, each brushing my heart. Listening to my friend Leonardo Prakash. Get a chance, listen to his music. Brilliant magician. Yeah, brilliant musician as well. Reaching out to you, brother. Gonna try to get you to Big Sur. We talk about the fall leaves that are dropping. They're dropping like feathers, going, just brushing by my tender heart, huh? Yeah, well, that time of year, you know, we see the sugar going to the leaves. You see the leaves go to the ground. You see the ground nourishing. And this week, it is about nourishing. It is about nourishing the tiger's mouth. All right, let's contemplate, what does that mean, huh? Number 27, ye, the quiet mountain, unshakable, right on time, right on duty. That's the time for this now, as it is the time for love, for caring, and for taking a look at the oracle to see what's up. All right. You know, we look each week to the oracle. The I Ching, the I Ching, the Book of Changes, and the Book of Answers. All right, so like, form a question in your mind. Just, what do you have a question about? Your pathway, your business, related, whatever is on your mind. Just say, okay, I have this question that I have trouble answering myself. Oracle, will you bring me the answer? All right, well, listen now. It is the magic of the I Ching that will take us there. The wisdom this week is recalling your memory of divine reception. Okay, now know that. You know that we are there, we are there, we do it now, and we are in the divine, being blessed. Telling us that nourishment is to be received. The ritual meal is prepared. Share and nourish the tribe. Well, we know what that means. That means generosity, because the ritual table of initiation is set now. And it's waiting for you to be the guest, waiting for you to be the guest as well as to be the host. As you nourish yourself now with what's coming, because it's coming. So you're being called on to nourish all around you, right? Do this. Take part in the alchemy of living well. The architecture of this hexagram looks like an open mouth. It is symbolic of hunger, hunger for knowledge. Hunger the self and the soul. Yeah. The call at this moment is to open to spirit consciousness, the amorphous unseen component of the soul. as you consider what metaphorically goes into the open mouth, be equally aware of what goes out. Yeah. Be careful. Watch what you say. Those words have power. So watch it. Now we go to what we think and these words that we're thinking. Well, what we think is so much more powerful than what we say. And we do make the adjustments, and it is this place that we go to the root of what we're receiving and what we are giving. If we get down to it, it's love. The giving of love through words and action is necessary if you're to carry on to the divine. In the divine is where it resides, this true happiness and peace of mind. In this giving, without condition, you're guaranteed to receive, you see. It is in the stillness achieved by your personal process that love will find you, and there's no doubt about that. And that love can be the healing salve for the wounding that has been experienced as you reach for the grail. Yeah, reaching for what is holy. You've come to a time of not being heard. You know, it's fine, man. You know, some situations you get into and it's like you're speaking a different language and they don't get it. You know, look, just let it be. Sit quietly at the ritual table. That's where your abundance resides. And by sharing the initiatory meal, what you say will be heard and will be what sets the frequency on your quest for understanding, for enlightenment, and for abundance and for love. This time is that of the initiatory creative transformation. Yeah, that's what it's about. As you transform through your thoughts, through your words, and through your actions, down into your reaction, you also have the ability and the responsibility to be of service as you are in this transformation. Be of service to those who will walk beside you. The benefit at this time is to recognize your tribal sisters, your tribal brothers, and actively embrace them and keep them close. At this time, embrace the idea of being part of a great and cosmic whole. For these are tribal times. We know that. We're gathering all over the world now because we know that that's where our sustenance is. The gathering of the clans. There's a great primal knowing now that is being revealed and being released as we join with our companions of destiny. They could be next door. They could be in Turkey. They could be anywhere in the world. As distance has no bearing on tribal associations. In this new and this emerging golden age, this new age, right? You know, this I Ching translation is from the New Earth I Ching. And we're looking at the earth in a very different way. It's based on the actual, you know, from back in Confucius times and before. But we're coming into a new time where the feeling of longing that's with you now can no longer be ignored. You see, identify this longing. Go into that place and see it. Honor what you're doing and dissect it. If you refuse, you can go off track. And you lose access to your spiritual nourishment, which is the ritual meal that is before you. It's there. Ask, what is it you are longing for? What is the hunger that keeps you from focusing and completing tasks, both great and small? Finding the answer will not come from the outside, not from outside yourself. Not going to come from a sage, a priest, a book, a shaman, or a wise person. This can only come from you. And will require perseverance into the deep and the pointed consideration as to how you have been thinking and what spin you're putting on things to make your present actions and decisions feel like they're right or enough Don't be fooled. Not at this point. It's not the time to take the easy way, right? Not the familiar way. This is your time to be brave and move into the depths of honesty to uncover what lies you have believed. You know, the ones they built into you, the lies that you've been telling yourself or parents or family or school or government has been telling you, and your ancestors, they have believed them too. And it is you are now in the karmic pathway. You should clear up these lies because you'll carry it into your life, into parenting, into relationship, into work, all of it. You got to clear it up. This is an initiatory process, and one like this comes for you, you're going to be tested. And what's going to test you is going to be the ego, which will present situations or people, persons, that look too good to be true. These are the ego's obstacles. The final test before glory, do not fool yourself. And do not be clouded by desire of the senses, just because what is coming toward you now looks so good or seems so perfect. Don't be fooled. This is a familiar trick of the ego, using temptation that would have you miss the opening in this initiation that's right in front of you. The ego wants to distract you. Do not allow it to happen. With your diligence and with your commitment, you've brought much to the table for yourself, for your family, and for your community, for your tribe. And this is the way it should be. It is proper to grace your fellow pilgrims with the bounty that you have. You, too, should partake of what is beneficial. But don't become enraptured with the table that you've prepared, right? No matter how beautiful it is. This can be known by no other name than pride. Don't get into that place. Pride is presented by the ego, and that's what stops you in your tracks. It's not the time for bling, not the time for, what do we call them down here, the Illuminatis, not the time to dress that dress that, would you wear that at home? Stop now. Feed here at the ritual table, consume what you need, and leave the rest, right? Leave the table, and because your journey has just begun, and leave for your fellow pilgrims who are going to come along. This is a time of nourishment, you see. This is necessary in this initiatory process, which is right now is global. We're all active now. We're active and we're participating in this global shift. There's great societal changes spreading across the world at this moment in time. It is incumbent on all of you who are working for the greater good, for your good for sure, but also for the greater good, to bring awareness into your daily life by acting with dignity, integrity, compassion, kindness. Bring those up out of the roots of who you are. That's the magic, see? Dignity and compassion, kindness, that's magic. And this you do while you reject the shadowy negativity that will surely be placed on your path to test you. Hey, you know, the old saw, man, if it looks too good to be true, it ain't true. You know, in your commitment to the light, you're going to hear the inner voice of wisdom, your intuition that will keep you on track. And this is the teaching of Yi. This is the teaching of this hexagram. This voice that will be your guide toward the greater good and for all around you. Now remember and now believe that you are in the right place at the right time. You know what? Look at your feet right now. Just see your feet. See? They're in the right place at the right time, right here. Take in the good and actively reject the negative. It could be a person, an idea, a thing. Just get rid of it as you step into the light. As you've been made strong by your work, by your trusting, by your walking, right? You're now walking through the fire of initiation. This train of enlightenment is in the station and is for us now to get on board. Fall leaves are dropping, floating to the earth, like feathers, each brushing my heart. Open your hearts, love the one you're with. Be kind. Smile on the road, smile on the trail. Be the loving being that you are, and don't be afraid to show it. Yeah, let go. Let go. Get on the train. This is the train to the station. That first station of love, peace, and enlightenment. Again, that's Leo, Leonardo Prakash. Thank you, brother. Thank you for letting me use that music in this work that we share. And all of us listening, we share this work, you know. We're not alone. Our brothers, our sisters, our fellow pilgrims are all over the earth, all over the planet at this time, and we're finding them. And we're letting them in as we find the love that has been waiting for us for so long. And this is that time. I send you all the love I could possibly muster from here at the 20th parallel. You know, I'm just up in Big Sur and made arrangements in May 16th to the 20th. There's going to be Anatomy of the Soul. It's going to be a five-day workshop with me, and some pretty incredible people are going to be joining me in this workshop, journey, adventure. Well, everything's going to be going out, and so pay attention, and there's a lot of interest. So if you want to come, pay attention. You're going to be, you know, look, if you are not getting the mailings every week, if you're just listening, I suggest going to my website, bobbyklein.com, and sign up for the I Ching, where you get the text. It's free, where you get the text. And that way you're on the list. So when I'm doing things around the world, you're going to know where it is. And if I'm close by or close enough, then you'll come. And then we'll all work together for the greater good of this beautiful earth as she's shifting. Find a place to be of service in your community. We all have some love to spare. Give your love. In La Kesha La King. I am the other you. And I like it that way. Yes, I do. All right. I hope to see you there. But we'll be here. And this, if you're near Miami this weekend, there's a festival called Art With Me. Great artists and wellness. And I'm going to be teaching there on the weekend. It's on Virginia Key. So if you're there around the weekend of the 26th, 7th, and 8th, please come. And if you come, say hello and tell me you're a listener, and we'll talk about life, love, and the way of being. Amen. Blessings, y'all. Thank you. Namaste, y'all. Be the love that you desire. Teach peace with every step. Never doubt that this grandfather here, that's me, sends you love. Embrace from Grandpa. Adios, muchachos. Yeah. Namaste, my brothers. Namaste, my sisters. Namaste to they, to her, to he, to she, to all of you. Want love? Be love. Namaste, y'all. Namaste.